I am too, because I thought that it was planned.
Missing a sorority thing. They're all like, "Where are you?"
Being awesome.
Yeah.
In your sorority when you're all pregnant in 4 years. Oh, no. If you can wait that long. Oh. Not there's anything wrong with it, but you know, intercourse leads to
babies.
Possible consumption. Yeah.
Babies.
I said consumption.
Being awesome. Sorority when you're all pregnant.
Oh shoot.
There's like four people who watch, don't worry.
It's recorded.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
Trust us. Your secrets are safe with them.
Oh, thank you guys.
Christy Avery owns
thank you.
Could own me.
Lining.
Who are these for?
Lining.
What?
Who are these for?
For the people that donated 25 and up. So
this is like legit.
I know.
Through all my
you just saying. So that's what I was telling him. Like Abdul, I've never been treated like that by Abdul at WIBC yesterday. Did like the Saturday show. Mm-hmm. It was stunning. Like he was like, "We are libertarians. It's a nationally prominent podcast," and I was like.
Do you do another thing?
Yeah, it's just me and him. We did 30 minutes on Saturday.
Oh, congrats. Guys, stop having
I have black friends.
Without me.
How about Harry being the...
slave owner.
So explain this. We'll put this in the private feed for the $5 nut people.
Unbelievable.
His family's slave owners?
Yes, and they left Britain because they outlawed it there and came to Boston so they could keep their slaves.
Oh.
We have one
they
black
have right guy. Idea.
Snaps.
We have the one black guy that was a slave owner.
And they are so committed to it. When England outlawed it, his family moved to Boston so they could keep their slaves.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Just shows we're racist. We are protected.
Every show we've had him on where we talked about race and that was our insurance was like I'm
just
now
a fraud.
Like that was none of it was real.
I know.
Gosh.
It's very sad. All right, here we go. Welcome to We Are Libertarians. I am your host, Chris Spengel. We Are Libertarians brings you all of the irreverence modern politics deserves. Think of us as the love child of National Review and Mad Magazine. We explain to you what the hell is happening in our world today and how we can fix it by thinking differently. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, share this episode with friends, and support us through PayPal or Patreon. Well, just Patreon now at WeAreLibertarians.com. We are supported by listeners like you, so $1 per episode by pledging $5 a month helps us grow. We are always taking your questions and comments via email at editor@WeAreLibertarians.com. If you are new to the program, we catch up for the first 20 minutes or so and then a deep dive into analyzing current events and society from a libertarian perspective. This show is for adults. I'm having trouble tonight. By semi-adults, so please be warned, the language is strong and offensive on purpose. Oh, it's been a long week, and I am struggling, and it is going to be... We might get an Aunt Donna moment tonight, Greg Lenz. Greg, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I'm... You know, Kat Anagnos is back, and I'm so used to her censoring me, I'm going to start raising my hand to make sure what I say is allowable.
Right.
Since basically everything I do gets censored.
Greg, you
can
just...
Can I speak?
No, Greg, you just ruined my big comeback. Nobody introduced me yet. You ruined
that's right.
It.
Dang it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Also here is Kat Anagnos.
Hello, everyone. Oh, my goodness. It is so great to be back. I've been at school for the past 2 weeks. I've hated it. I think about dropping out all the time. But I made the hour trip here. I'm here now. And with me are my all three best friends. We're the three best friends. I'm holding hands with one, but Greg's not touching me.
Go ahead, Jess.
With us also is the... Jessica Alsman.
Oh, apparently she's now hosting the show too,
oh.
Greg.
Oh, Kat, thanks for having me on your podcast, Kat. That's so nice of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I have to say, Kat, I have never seen Kat this bubbly and perky and excited. She is so happy to be here.
She is feeling that AO Pi vibe. I can tell that it's been rush week because she is way more bubbly than usual.
I'm in AO. I'm kidding. I'm not about to do that chant.
I have a surprise for her.
We didn't hear from her for like 3 weeks, Greg.
I know, like she just went deep six and like totally left us behind.
She's like, yeah, I'll take on all this responsibility, and then just off the face of the earth.
And pretty then much.
I told you the first 3 weeks would be hell. But you guys have heard from me. They have screenshotted my sorority's Instagram and has sent it to me, and I'm just in the background, like, clapping and yelling.
Not one shot of her on the Instagram.
In a sorority, in Greek life, there's sales and there's operations.
Right. And then there was behind-the-scenes operation.
That's, yeah.
You're the grip?
Yeah.
She's production crew.
She was the cameraman.
Stage manager.
Treating her like Harry, just the hired help in the back.
Photo by Cat.
I know.
Yeah. This is her taking all those great photos of us.
And so I just keep sending messages to the Ball State AOPI thing saying, where's Cat? Where's Cat?
And boy, are they angry.
Are they?
Yes. I have a class with the girl who runs it, and she every day is like, Kat, like, you know I love you. You know we all love you. Like, you're beautiful, too. Like, there's a lot of people who aren't on the Instagram. And, like, I don't really know why, like, you're like, fans keep saying this. And I'm like, first of all, they're not my fans. Second of all, you're lying.
It's true.
I think it's just because you're such a star, you would, what's the right word? You would dwarf the rest of the AOPI Instagram?
I mean, there's so many other little people in your sorority that have been on the Instagram, but yet you were on the Bob and Tom show and a big opportunity, and then, you know, it wasn't small.
No, it was not small.
It was not
your
a tiny...
No step right stool would have been needed. Right? No step stool.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I thought I would go back and, you know, be treated like royalty.
You are no social media midget, I'll tell you that.
Boy, am I treated like dirt.
Right.
Nobody cares that I was on the Bob and Tom show, which is not like I'm bragging, but nobody cares.
Say it again.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Ever heard of it? more importantly...
Jess, a weekly contributor to the show, to the Bob and Tom show. My day job, her semi-day job. Jess is a radio professional.
Yeah. Yes, and nobody cares.
Loosely.
Also,
loosely.
Yeah. There we go. I keep making dirty jokes at home, and I do the yeah, and nobody's there to high five me.
Because when she was an intern, we'd make double entendres, and they'll go and high five. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares.
Huh.
Nobody cares.
Who rewards you for your clever personality, your wit?
Here's the thing.
Your rapist wit.
These aren't RE20s, Jess, so you're going to have to, like, get right up.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go.
These are podcast microphones.
Yeah. These are the best that money can buy.
Fancy, fancy studios that I use in my personal time.
Right. Yeah. So you got to talk right into it.
Okay.
Well, and here's the problem. So I'm making our recruitment video for my sorority.
Right.
And boy, did everyone throw a hissy fit. Kat's not qualified to make this. She doesn't have the right equipment. She doesn't know how to edit. And boy, I was triggered like a snowflake. I kept saying, do you know what I've done all summer?
I'm on a podcast. I have two best friends.
Which, speaking of two best friends, the only friends I will have by the end of the semester, because boy, let me tell you, people in college, especially my social worker and elementary education major friends and roommates, do not appreciate using, you know, words like autism loosely.
Faggot.
Gay. Yeah. So it has been...
Never mind.
No, that one's always not been well. That one's always been bad.
I don't think so. I think that gets used more frequently than you let on.
Ah, yikes. But let's just say, they are not happy.
Well, you do know that when I was just telling you that proper water maintenance and, like, you know, sustainability, mm-hmm. When I said, when it's brown, flush it down, and when it's yellow, let it mellow, I wasn't talking about how you should treat the people at Ball State.
Oh, damn it. You should have been more clear.
I wish you hadn't been. I mean, I saw the pictures. You were driving around campus. You had the stars and bars flying out one window, and you had your tiki torch flying out the other.
First of all.
You kept going, beep, beep.
Honestly, the reason we haven't heard from her is she was in Charlottesville.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I didn't want to say anything, but yes, that is
the... Knock, honk.
Jess, did you go to college?
Like I did.
Okay, did you live in dorms?
I did for 2 semesters. I broke it up. Freshman year is 1 semester, sophomore year 1 semester, and then I got out.
Okay. Now, did you ever pee in bottles?
No.
Instead of going to the bathroom?
Never. I would walk to the restroom and pee in a toilet like a normal person. And who does that?
Weren't you afraid of waking up your roommate?
No. I'd be like, I gotta pee.
Mm.
See, narcissists don't think about others.
Exactly.
No, I would be very...
Wow, that was a quick agreement.
I was actually pretty cautious about some of the stuff I did.
No.
A little too much. But I would go to the bathroom.
Right. And that's not like, you know, a hostile act towards the people you live on a floor with.
It's
right.
Only if I turned the TV on, the radio up, and then started like some death metal when I went to the bathroom and came back. Like, I need my metal to sleep. That's rude.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. Like, you know, if you wake someone up, I would rather be woken up than wake up to the smell of stale urine.
Right.
Wait, so who peed in a bottle?
The correct term is who. The correct question is who pees in bottles?
Who pees? Who still
pees? I do.
How do you, first off, you have a vagina.
Yes.
Right.
How do you even do it, get it in the bottle?
Because
it
I have
splatter.
Because
things
I have practiced, I have practiced this act for over 4 years.
Very, very talented vagina this
So one. Accurate. I will do it for you in the bathroom.
If I woke up and saw you peeing in a bottle, I would call you a freak.
See, here's the thing. My roommates accept me, one, and two, they dump it out for me.
I don't think they accept
it. That's, that's the stunning part.
That they're okay with,
yeah.
But when you say a whatever remark, they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is the college that we live in, like the college time that we live in. This is America.
This is Trump's America. Thanks
We're all
a lot.
Just living it.
Thanks a lot.
Peanut bottles.
I'm so excited you came back because I wasn't sure you would. I thought you might leave forever.
Anagnosis have a long history of being no-show anagnosis.
And so you prepare for the worst, you know, but you hope for the best. And so I got you a present.
Oh, really?
And so I need you to close your eyes while I get you these.
Am I about to get hazed?
No, you're not. You're not getting hazed.
Oh, all right.
All right. I'm scared.
So open your mouth. Okay.
Keep no.
Your eyes closed.
My eyes are closed and I hear a rustling noise.
Hand
this
it to
Greg. This is the first one.
Is it going to bite me? Just help.
It's going to bite me.
Oh, boy. An empty Gatorade bottle. Thank
32
you.
32 ounces.
So much, Greg.
And it's clean. Yeah. It's wide. It's got a wide mouth. I feel like it's the most thoughtful thing I could get you.
Honestly, thank you.
See?
It's like a little trophy.
Now,
did I win the Grammy?
And just in case, because I know you have a comforter in case you have spillage.
But, oh.
So you can be clean and have clean fingers.
Oh, wet wipes.
I got you wet wipes. You can put
thank
them, you can put them right next to your bed on your little nightstand.
I mean, you couldn't
wet my
have,
hands. Thank you.
Yeah.
You couldn't have, you know, spend an extra dollar and got the Summer's Eve wipes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Those are Rural King.
They kill 99.9% of germs.
And they sting.
See?
Mm.
Honestly, thank you. This is a very thoughtful gift. I'm putting this... Like, this isn't going to be one of those, thank you so much, Greg, and then I go outside and throw it in the dumpster. I will be using this tonight.
I mean, that's... Those seal. Can I mean, those seal really well.
Can I text you a picture of it?
No.
Ew.
That's...
I'm going to do it.
Make it an Instagram post.
Rick Irvine is a dirty pervert. He wants a demonstration right now.
Honestly, zip.
She genuinely was like, the first time we talked about this, she's like, I will show you right now. And like stood up.
Is it? No, it's not weird to
I just don't believe that you don't splatter and get it on your bed sheets somehow.
Where no, I stand up.
If you're in a dorm, you're in a dorm room, Mike. So you're shared one room.
Oh, hey.
Sorry.
So you're in a dorm room, right?
You can, well, you can, I was, that if you want. Take
you
it with
can
you.
Hold the microphone.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing right now.
I got you.
Like, there you go.
There we go. Yeah.
Britney Spears. There you go.
Hey guys, thanks for coming to my show. So you're in a dorm room?
No, I was in the dorm room for the past 2 years, and now I'm in a house. But
wait,
I still do
so
it.
Do you share a bedroom then?
No.
But she has her own sink.
What? Where's the toilet? You have a sink but no toilet.
No, so, she has a toilet around the corner. Mm-hmm. She just chooses to pee in the sink.
No. Ever since I moved into the house, I pee in the bathroom. But this was mainly a dorm thing. So for the past 2 years, I've done it.
Still.
Every night.
Oh, so this is a waste.
Well, I mean, sometimes, like, you can't make it.
Jess?
I'm still just so confused.
Can I ask you about your vagina?
Please do.
I have one.
Now, Jess, I know, I've...
It covers toilets.
Now...
Fast.
There's been a debate going on. Kat says that women don't need to wipe, but I have always heard that you need to wipe.
You need to wipe.
And so she's just hanging out with a watery vagina.
No,
that's
no.
a good comment, because is this for your hands or for your hoo-ha?
He is putting words into my mouth.
The comforter is for the hoo-ha. That's for the
ew.
Hands.
No.
Here's the thing. Because you drip. No matter how much you're done, there's always like one more drop. And like even if you...
Yeah, you just wait for a minute and then it drips down.
There's
and
nothing worse than
it's
going
a
to a restroom
fabric.
And like
fabric.
They don't TP and there's no one in there. So you're like, you do the hover, like shake and wiggle and like, come on, is it done? Is it done?
No.
You just might have like a...
You have to like hover around, just kind of like make sure... There's always like a drop left. You have like a hose.
You do like a Hawaiian dance.
Dear leader,
over
I think she just
over
has a droopy vagina.
To make sure that it's completely...
Like a Samoan warrior dance.
Because
while you're hovering over
wet
the toilet.
Undies, like, oh, I peed my pants.
Hold
sorry.
On. We have an accusation by Kat towards Jess of a droopy vagina.
I just said.
Weak. vaginal walls.
Okay, I must just be. I might just be blessed because literally I don't have that problem.
Well, maybe it's because I have severe asthma and allergies and I cough all the time, Kat. So thanks for taking a stab at my my health issues.
Look, I'm sorry. Come here. We're gonna hug it out.
Okay. Not everybody was blessed with a strong pelvic floor, Kat. Yeah,
not everybody has great lung capacity. Things trigger my allergies, like this.
Lionel Klugen.
This really lemony beer will probably make me flare up.
It's not my fault. I have a heavy set. Wait, what is it?
White set vagina with a heavy flow.
White set vagina with a heavy flow. That was a joke, everyone. I don't.
Oh, boy.
Hilarious.
Wait, ugh. You're on your menzies.
Okay, well, okay, now this is just getting too much.
Are you on your period, Kat?
No. Oh. But I will say, everyone in my house, there's five girls total, are syncing up right now, and it is a nightmare.
That sucks.
Like, this one girl, like, two girls are on the period right now, and the other girl was like, guys, I just started my period 3 weeks early.
Oh, boy.
And they're all, like, running around like, I hate America! I hate you! Like, it's crazy.
Is that hate America?
Yeah.
Anti-patriotism is a byproduct of periods?
Well, now it is for millennials.
Is it really?
Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
They start shedding, and all of a sudden, like...
Is that
the wrong terminology?
Their ovaries...
Shedding like a snake.
Their ovaries get mad that there's not a baby in it?
Probably, but...
That's basically what it is.
Okay,
so I'm joining ISIS.
That's it.
Go ahead.
We're out of here, cervix. No.
Yeah.
Everyone, Jess just tried to censor herself. She said,
I did.
I had a
censor,
comment,
but
I can't say it.
Say it.
I don't even remember what it was now.
She's
about
a big fat liar.
Matt, they don't. I got nothing. Millennials today, they want to be pregnant just so they can get rid of it because they've got the right to.
Oh, no.
I hope that's not the case. Protected
honestly, that's the
sex.
Current state of American feminism.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it?
Pretty much.
Have an abortion because you can.
I like the word. I don't know.
And you
worst
get money.
Feminist ever.
I just watch.
I hate women.
I watch cartoons and.
Not what I heard, Kat.
Oh, God.
Kat has been accused of being a lesbian multiple times because she played soccer her entire life.
Drives a Subaru.
Drive a Ford Fusion, okay?
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Just because I like to have sex with women doesn't mean. No, I'm kidding.
Just
because
I like to drive through the crosswalks and say, yeah. Take a bruising from the Fusion.
That's actually a low-key lesbian phrase.
So this has been fun. Thanks for listening.
Does it have an eyebrow? Or like one of those things that says Fusion?
I totally
the top?
Thought he meant vagina.
Me
too.
Did you see my face? I was like, oh my, I have an eyebrow like, for the...
He's Methodist. He doesn't do that.
I don't know.
It in too?
Come outside near my trunk.
No, you know,
I'll
like on the front, like on the front window, like does it say Fusion across the top?
Yeah, I think so. Come outside by my trunk and I'll show you. Oh, smell God. This rag first.
Oh, God.
Tell me if it smells like chloroform.
Want this mellow yellow? It's a little stale.
I've got to... If you don't follow us on Twitter and Instagram, honestly, what's wrong with you? You can... well, you can't go to We Are Libertarians right now because I'll tell you why in a bit, but the website's down. Our Instagram and our Twitter were filled this week... with joy, rapture divine. I've never seen... This is... Greg, yesterday when we were going through this together, you and I, I was having a moment with towards Kat that I haven't experienced since the pee bottle thing. Her friends, her roommates, captured the moment when Taylor Swift's album and artwork was released. There was... What happened, Kat?
So here we go. So I think I haven't talked about this. So Taylor Swift has been on break for 3 years since the release of her last album, 1989. Smash hit. Love it.
Shake it off.
So all of a sudden last week, she deletes everything. She deletes every post, tweet, picture.
Sorry, that was Mittens.
Every single thing on all of her social media platforms.
What was going on in the Tumblr conspiracy blogs?
Everybody was shook. They were so confused. And here's the thing. Like... her, you know, Facebook or her Twitter and Instagram have only documented the past 3 years, so it was a big deal, but not crazy. But her Facebook and her MySpace even have, because like her old MySpace, because she used those to start off with, so those have been around full of content for 11 years.
Oh, I had a MySpace skin.
Right, wiped everything. Every single thing was gone. Profile pictures, everything was gone. Unfollowed everybody, unliked everything. So everyone was freaking out. Then for the past 3 days in a row, she's released a little clip of like a black and like white highly saturated like quick video of like something slithering.
Now when you saw this, could you even?
I could not even. Here's the thing. When the first part of the video, everyone thought it was the eclipse because she released it on the day of the eclipse. So everyone's like, "Oh my god, her new album is like space themed, right?" The second video, you saw something kind of slither, and everyone is like, oh my god, it's a dragon. Then the third clip, boys, hold my hands. It was of a snake attacking the camera.
Oh.
So altogether, it's a huge snake-like slithering, because in the Kanye West, Kim Kardashian drama, everyone called her a snake, and the whole world turned against her. Her, you know, everyone, the media hated her.
I never turned against her.
I didn't either. I stood with her. Then, boys, gentlemen, yesterday at around 11 o'clock a.m., she releases three pictures. One is a picture of her, black and white, with newspaper font, like graphic, and it says just all of her name. And the name of her new album is called Reputation. The snake. She has taken her, you know, old thing that was used against her and has used it for herself. And the newspapers. And her new single will be released tonight at 12:01 Eastern Standard Time. So I guess technically tomorrow. And then her album will be released November 10th. Now, my sister Chloe and I.
Right.
We were freaking out the entire time.
Define freaking out for us.
So when it happened, my roommates were filming me. I didn't realize it. And I swear on my life, I wasn't like hamming it up for the cameras. This was like genuine. I started.
Genuine insanity.
Screaming.
You are a fucking crazy person.
I was screaming. I was sobbing. I sobbed in my room for an hour. I was so excited. And then I was texting, like calling Chloe. We both were screaming on the phone. My roommates were recording us, thinking it's crazy.
And honestly, this is exactly what Greg and I do when Tom Woods releases a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Screaming, yeah. Jumping up and down, wringing your hands out.
Yeah, look at him. He owned the Nazi name.
Oh. So then, my sister, Chloe and I, who you all know, Smelly and Agnos, no show. We set up 13 Google alerts for when her ticket sale, like her tour's announced and her tickets go on sale. New York City, Nashville, Texas, what were the others? Indianapolis, Chicago, etc. So when her tickets go on sale, we will be sure to get tickets. Because if we miss out on her concert, I will have a public hanging on We Are Libertarians.
There wasn't even a breath in any of that, Greg.
Sure wasn't.
And we're spending at least like $200 to $300 for tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we bought like kind of nosebleed tickets for $180 last, like 3 years ago. Now, no. We're shelling out. I will pay somebody. I will have sex with a woman in order to get...
Oh, gee, don't threaten the world.
I know, right? Oh, no, it's so gross. No, but I will lick this floor clean. I will do everything in order to win.
Let it be known there's carpet on this floor.
Aww. She wants to eat the carpet.
Yes. You know, so Larry and his wife's a Swiffer.
Uh-huh.
Or a Swifty. Sorry. Not a Swiffer.
Excuse me.
Tate off.
They spent $380. Like, he went with her. And right. They eat. So he shelled out $760 total to go at the last one in Indy. And I was just... I mean, that's a level of support as a husband that was stunning to me.
That's insane to me.
But, you know, what are you going to do? I guess she's a transformative figure. I don't see it, but I didn't see it with, like, Prince or the Beatles, really.
I've never been a super fan of anything. There's nothing in my life that I've ever, like, sobbed for an hour over an external thing. Women that have left me heartbroken and in the gutter, of course, but that's because they hurt me. An album being released, I never had the incentive to.
I'm just so excited.
Lose my mind.
You don't have anything you just geek out over entirely?
No. There isn't a.
I beg to differ.
What?
The racetrack.
No.
The cars are built upside down, so when they go around the corner.
I'm kidding. I know so much about the racetrack because of Dear Leader here. He's looking at me very upset. He's grumpy.
It's the two genders. Two co-hosts.
Can we buy t-shirts for my roommates? Because they're so offended by that.
Why?
The two genders part.
Why? Male and female.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but there's no reassigning a Y chromosome.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
I'm so confused. There's chop a dick off of me and add a dick to me. Those are the two procedures. But it doesn't do anything
chop
to the chromosomes.
Dick off of me, add a dick to me.
There's
a
filet one.
There's a meme.
Yeah, like a butterfly filet mignon. Yeah.
There's a meme out there of Trump where it's two scoops. He's eating two scoops of ice cream. It's two scoops, two genders, deal with it.
Two terms, deal with it.
Right.
And then it's that just deal with it, you know, the glasses come down.
So it's, and so...
And I think it's arguably the most funny thing I've ever seen because it makes people so upset. Well, it's ridiculous that him going to an ice cream social at his own White House and requesting, everybody's only supposed to get one scoop for health and fitness. Mm-hmm. He says he wants two. And the media lost it. CNN, Don Lemon, Stephen Colbert.
He does it on purpose, right? But he has to do it on purpose.
He does not eat a healthy diet. He eats steak every single night.
Yeah.
He eats it with ketchup and orders it well done, and he eats French fries.
Oh,
like, funny. He's like, he is the ugly American.
Right.
Like, to a T. And so the fact that he would want two scoops of ice cream, what American's going to be like, you know what? I just want one scoop of what's that terrible, like, gelato?
Yeah.
Like, no, you get Rocky Road or whatever. And you get
Neapolitan.
Yeah.
I would like a lemon ice pop.
Exactly. Like, no way. Right. Not Donald Trump. He orders steak with ketchup and, like, tater tots.
I want Bluebell ice cream.
Exactly. Something made in America, and he wanted two scoops. And it's so funny because they're the same amount of scoops as genders.
Right.
Oh, God. Same amount as co-hosts. Spangle and I.
And yeah, when you were gone, there were only two cats. Now we have three again.
Three best friends. And we're the three best friends. There's three of us.
Jeez, that's a Shakira remix of people are writing in and saying that they have three best friends stuck in their head.
Mm-hmm. And so. They are sending me so many letter bombs.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Her fame is so difficult, Greg.
Oh, I know.
So difficult.
Meanwhile, when you go back home, no one will care.
Nobody will talk to me.
No, her mom's a big fan.
Yeah, my mom's
well,
a big fan.
Trauma diagnosis.
Oh, is she not anymore?
Last report.
No, she is.
Last report, she was advising her to be careful with her public image. And
what did we do?
I really don't remember.
It was Tanner. Tanner.
Yeah, that was
understandable. Oh, God, no, it was Tanner.
Tanner ruined a lot of things for us.
He did.
Henry County has that effect on things.
And let me just... Yeah. Yeah,
Henry County? I'm from Rush County.
What? Are you
Henry
really?
County, my yeah.
Let me
We're
take,
the same. We're on the same.
You yeah. Eastern Indiana people.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Jeremiah Morrill.
Oh, wait, let me play a...
The Boss Hog is very bossy. Mm. And he, you know, as if you heard episode 204 on 420, you heard Tanner expose the Boss Hog for the dictator that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are buried and fed to crocodiles in
Memorial Park
in Henry County, Indiana, because of Jeremiah Morrill. He threatened me. He told me that I had to read an ad for his podcast or else he was going to expose me. I don't know if that means he's going to pants me. I have nothing. I have no secrets. You know, I'd keep nothing from our audience. Nothing.
They are you. You are them.
Arguably, I should keep so many more things to myself.
I'm kind of nervous for you right now. Like, what could he possibly have?
I don't know.
Typical
homeschool behavior.
Yes, it's a bluff. It's a see-through bluff.
So here we go. The Boss Hog of Liberty podcast is the latest hit on the We Are Libertarians network. Each week, Jeremiah Morrill and Dakota Davis explore life in Henry County, Indiana. It is a show, a good show, about our circle of friends and experiences. 80% observation, life, humor, and 20% politics. Boss Hog of Liberty is the day-to-day happenings of Henry County, Indiana, which is superior to all other counties in Indiana, which is just like your community. It is safe, and no one there will hurt anyone. This is what he wrote in this.
They have all the best meth.
Add them on iTunes and sample them today. Dear Leader wants you to. So make sure you check out the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast. It is just go to iTunes and search We Are Libertarians, and you can find a couple other podcasts. I'm going to be switching the Chris Spangle Show podcast feed soon to podcasting and platforms. And I'm going to do a podcast about podcasting. And I'm going to just basically take all the experiences I've learned over the course of the last 15 years. I've worked in radio and journalism and PR and marketing and podcasting. And basically apply it to... I'm going to do a podcast on everything, all the mistakes that I've made. Hi. Sorry, Kat.
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Nothing.
Beep, bop, dilly, dap, boop, it, bop, ba, da, beep, it, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba.
It's great to
beep, bop, boop, bop.
I can't believe you found one of Jerry's kids.
Who's Jerry?
It's a telethon. We're going to raise some money for this little window looking bastard.
I can't believe all of your roommates hate you, Kat.
God, I don't know why.
It's because you left your tiki torches on after Charlottesville and nearly burnt your house down.
You did.
Oh, the fire of 2017, August. Horrible.
What was your roommate making?
So my roommate,
Robert E. Lee statue.
Oh, by the so they
other
actually,
than another sexual mistake.
Right. First of all, my roommates were like, side note, they're like, can we watch tonight? And I'm like, I don't know, because like, you know, what if I say something terrible?
You don't. You're usually pretty good.
Yeah.
We try to lure you into it, and you usually avoid it.
You're scared to death of being judged by everyone.
I know. I need friends somehow. But anyway, so. One night for dinner, four of the roommates were eating outside on the porch, and the other was still cooking her turkey burger. And she put a like pan of like hot oil, like olive oil, on the stove and left it on to like bubble. And I guess when oil bubbles, it will like kind of smoke up a bit. So then, excuse me, she puts the frozen turkey burger patty on with water still in it.
Oh, and boy.
Flames as tall as our cabinets in our microwave.
Oh,
if
no.
It would have gone even farther, it would have caught the cabinets on fire, we would have lost the brand new kitchen. So she comes up, opens the door for the front porch and goes, can you guys help me for a minute? We're like, yeah. Because she's like one of those people who when she's in a crisis, she's really calm somehow.
Excuse me. I need your assistance in the kitchen.
Right.
Could you take a look at this
for
me?
So we're like, oh yeah, you want to hang something? Because we're moving in. We're like, you want us to help you, you know, hold up the mirror straight or something? We go in and it is the fire alarm. Beep, beep, beep. Smoke, thick smoke all over the house and the flames tall as the ceiling, and we're like, oh my god, what, freaking out, and we're like, what do we do? And our one roommate goes, well, put water on it. And I'm like, no, because that would have made it like we would have lost the house.
Yeah.
She tried to kill you, Kat. I hate to say it.
She probably
did. Hindsight, your landlord, given it's Muncie, probably would have just loved you guys for burning it down,
right?
And collecting the insurance money.
Right, exactly.
Although it's like a really nice, I'm alarmed how nice it is for Muncie, Indiana.
Brand new, 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms.
Yeah, it is nice.
Wow. Brand new countertops, sink and vanity in every bedroom.
I don't know if
for Section 8 housing, it's really classy.
I don't know if you have noticed this, Greg, in your ventures dating into the younger women age group, but I have. They all use their phone when they're in the shower. They never put them down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know she has the nicest shower in Muncie.
Yeah, it's very nice. But anyway, so we get the fire extinguisher that we had stolen from a fraternity house last year under the sink. It's one of those industrial it's one of those industrial fire like extinguishers. We put the fire out and the foam, I didn't realize like the foam hardens into just a yellow powder.
Yeah,
all over the kitchen, all over the carpets, all over the walls, everywhere, because we had to, because the fire was so big. Then
well, they didn't have that. I mean, they're like, ah! I mean, they're, you know,
right. So then the fire's out and we're like, okay, this is it. And then now I see, like, honest to God, I see why people die from the smoke and fires more than the flames, because I went outside and I was like literally throwing up.
It fills your lungs.
I couldn't, like, I was like,
you can't catch a breath and just, you want to vomit.
No, I was like vomiting in the front yard. And of course, all of our neighbors were like staring out their window like, what's going on? Like, they see us like vomiting in the front yard, smoke, you know, coming out. So we call the fire department and we're like, hey, the fire is out. We just want to be clear. The fire is out, but we need help getting the smoke out. Next thing we know, 4 full-sized fire trucks with the ladders going down our tiny street. Every single neighbor is on the front porch. We have a giant street group.
Is it mainly like other renters like that go to Ball State, or is it residential as well, like people that live there and work there?
It's mainly renters around like closest to campus, but our next-door neighbor is a 90-year-old woman.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's like peering out like, hey, girl's okay? And we're like, like coughing, like smoke.
Nah,
there's like,
we just bit-nerd the place.
We were bit-nerd. There's like smoke and like soot all over our faces. And then like, it's like, so dramatic.
Like a Dickens novel.
Yeah, and then
it's just those AOPIs. They're having another one of their blackface parties.
Oh, no. I would just like to say, as a representative of my sorority, that is not true. No, but anyways, so we, like, the fire, like, help us clear the smoke out, and the smell was gone in a day. I was shocked.
It is, but that is a pain in the ass to clean up.
Oh my god, pain.
Especially
in the
for
a
brand new, just like rehabbed place.
Ugh. So now my one roommate refuses
and it wasn't
to
you.
Cook. No, I swear, I'm a really good cook. So she refuses to cook. So now she's been eating cold cereal and milk every night for every single meal. I feel bad, so I cooked her chicken.
Aww. Tostitos pizzas, baby. I lived off those.
Poor Jess.
Still do.
I'm sorry, Jess.
We haven't talked about how
it's
great
okay.
Jess
I'm
is.
I'm enjoying hearing about Kat.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Are you?
Hey, you know what we are now? The four best friends. We're the four best friends.
Let's
There's
keep it
Greggy
three.
And Chris and Jess.
I propose
Jess
a trade.
Hey.
Here's the deal, guys. We wanted to do a podcast because Kat wanted to come down and Jess was already booked along with Grace. Grace Younger decided that she would not show up, even though we had put this on our calendar. You were still an intern. It was a month ago.
Yeah. I'm very upset with her. Grace Younger,
she, on my calendar.
She spent the entire night at Bauer's going away party. Like, why haven't I been on We Are Libertarians?
Right.
Why haven't I been on We Are Libertarians? And like then started putting things out on social media how she was going to be on.
And then Ed Bauer's coming back party. That's an inside joke, sorry. There's nothing really striking us politically, and so this is going to be a much looser show. We'll talk about Bannon here in a little bit, but we're just kind of shooting the shit. I'm just going to be honest with you.
We could talk about Trump's rally, but you guys know about Trump's rally. We could talk about Bannon quitting, and we will a little bit.
Yeah.
And we could talk about statues being torn down, but we covered a lot of that last week. So.
Yeah, so it's just the news cycle just kind of sucks, but we wanted to make sure that we did an episode, especially in the face of your generosity, which we will cover here in just a moment. But Jess hosts a former podcast.
We haven't done it in a long time.
Co-host called Well We Tried. But you're across the nation on radio stations, and
you can find me in random markets if I'm in your city.
Yeah.
I bet you can't find me. But maybe you can.
Yeah. What's your Twitter if people want to follow you?
You can follow me on the Twitter on it's JN Alsman, and that's ALSMAN, which is not pronounced Alsman like my former college roommate from Michigan. She could not say Alsman for anything. I think it was a northern thing. She'd be like, Alsman.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd be like, oh, it's Alsman.
Did she, like, when she would tell you where she lived, did she point at her hand?
No. Actually, I think she did.
That's
yeah,
so annoying.
Oh, here's
the mitten.
Exactly.
But it was Ann Arbor. She was close to Ann Arbor.
That is, I will say, that is one of the coolest towns I've ever been to.
So when I went up there to visit, it was great because we had to go party.
Right. And that is like such a fun downtown.
Except I'd be like, can you say ball? She'd be like, ball. And I'd be like, can you say Alsman? Alsman. I'm like,
okay,
how
maybe
does that
she was just really fucking stupid.
No, she was amazing. So I was lucky. I had cool people to hang out with in college, unlike the people that hate crime, Kat and her sorority.
They are waging jihad on me. And when I say that, they get mad at me.
They're just like, we're like so pretty. We work really hard watching all these YouTube tutorial videos, and we should be on the Insta to show that off. Like, we can contour.
Contour.
We can bake.
That's actually very funny because one of my roommates, Jordan, she always does makeup. She's like, kitty cat, watch a makeup video with me.
I watch it.
And
this is the best thing.
Clearly, you didn't watch it.
Clearly, I didn't watch it.
But let me say, your brows look amazing. Tonight.
I got them waxed.
Yeah.
When I went home, I also got my hair done.
Yeah. I didn't notice the hair. It looked the same, but the brows, I noticed the brows. They're on
fleek.
Thank you.
Really?
Are we still doing fleek?
I don't know.
No, like fidget spinners are out already.
Really?
No, fidget spinners are out.
Damn it.
Yeah.
They're banned. My nephew cannot take his to his eighth grade class.
Aww.
Well, women kept putting them in their vaginas.
Now they just use autism cages.
Oh my god.
Autism. Look at you laugh at yourself.
I say that to my elementary school teacher sister all the time. I'd be like, if it were me, those bastards would be in cages, and I'd go around and hit it with sticks.
And what do they call puppy in my squeeze machine?
And she's like, how do I handle these crazy kids? I'm like, it's simple. Public shame. Whoever is acting up, you get everybody in a circle. You say, guess what we're going to do? We're going to sing about how much of a loser you are and make that kid sit in a chair in the middle of the room.
Oh, my God.
And then she was like, that might work.
Yeah, understand. His sister is like one of the nicest human beings on the planet. His parents are great.
Incredible.
I don't know how he ended up like this.
So, like, my mom morphed my dad. My dad's very much like me. And then my mom, like, mellowed him.
Right.
And I just, you got to have... You know, there's got to be harmony. You got to balance things out. And
right.
So I'm the great equalizer. There are these wonderful people.
I'm on a podcast.
I'm a little, you know, I'm Neo-Hitler.
Oh, God. Hey, he didn't do anything wrong. The Jews, scum. No, I'm kidding.
All right,
I love the Jews.
Say that was a joke.
Obviously, that's a joke.
We had to take a pledge last week.
He
made us all go around and take a pledge.
What is that?
We began by just announcing... A, that we like the Jews.
No, we had to pledge that we liked the Jews.
Pledge and tell the truth.
We Jew-chew signaled.
Yeah.
Well, Greg obviously lied in his...
Sorry.
I love Jesus.
is what he said.
Didn't want to kill him.
And second,
great Jew.
And secondly, we announced what race we would like to be if we could choose to be any other race.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What would you be?
Well, this is very true. As much as I make jokes, love Jewish people. I have very close friends who are Jewish. Love them. Let's see. And I've always like respected them. God's chosen
That's
people.
That's not a race. Yeah. That's a religion.
I'm just going on the G thing. But let's see. If I could be any other
race. She just wants
race,
it clear. As
so you,
wanting
so
a,
Hebrew?
She wants a career in entertainment, so she needs this on the record.
Right, oh. Exactly. No, I think honestly, if I could be any... if I could be any other race, honestly, I'd pick Middle Eastern. I'm not going to lie.
What?
Yeah.
You'd be gone because I chose to eliminate the Arabs.
However, no, well, you can be Arab or Persian. Which would you be?
I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Do you want to blow yourself up with a suicide vest, or do you want to like live in Tehran and you know?
Well,
it's
okay,
a pretty cool city.
Not necessarily like Middle Eastern like that. Well, okay, I guess I would choose to be like Egyptian or like Northern African or something.
One of the good
like
ones,
right? One of the good ones,
like no. Israeli, like Wonder Woman, the actress. Like,
yeah,
she's I'd want to
be something like that.
That's gorgeous. Jewish.
Is it? Oh well, then shit. Israeli
Jewish.
I think she's Israeli. I might just.
They're like the prettiest
something.
Girls.
Probably the opposite of what she is.
Oh,
Matt Whitliff inexplicably said Micronesian or something.
He did. Well, Malaysian. You know, it's under the radar. You never get picked on.
Right.
No, I just think like, I think like people from Egypt and like the other like Northern African countries, very beautiful.
Cradle of civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Jess,
love them.
Well,
great food.
If you could be any other race than the awful white that you are.
I am. I'm terrible. Oh my gosh, I'd probably be like African American.
I would be black all day long.
I would love it because you, first off, they're hilarious because either they're being sassy or they're mean.
Miss Pat.
Either way, it doesn't matter. They can be mean to you and you're like, oh girl, you're joking. I'm like, no, I really hate you so much. I'm going to kill you. By kill, I mean like run over. I can't think of anything clever to say.
Oh, what run over you? Like at Charlottesville. Wow, great
no,
job, Jess.
No, like,
great
run over
work.
Like your bag full of like.
Your magic tricks.
I'm going to take your pee bottle.
No, please.
I can't even be clever.
No, I like Harry is the biggest nerd out of all of us. Still cooler than each and every one of us mm-hmm. in our group.
He's got swag.
Yeah,
we can't match his swag.
You're just cooler. I feel like I can't dance. No
Will,
rhythm.
Will Smith, dork. Still way cooler than any white guy you know.
Ooh, honestly, I might be Asian as well. I love.
Oh. Never, we're not going down that road.
No, don't be mean.
Stop.
Stop, Greg. Greg was pulling apart his. Sorry.
I had an itch. I fucking
on both eyes at the same time.
I did, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I 16x9 cropped my eyes for a second. Leave me alone.
So, Greg, that was one of the funniest things you ever said. That was so quick. I had an itch.
On both eyes at the same time in the exact same opposite corner.
Oh, God.
I'm going to hell. I'm losing all of my friends.
All of your friends.
Speaking of all of my friends, can I ask something very important
sure.
of my dear friend Greggy? Greggy, Catherine. What are you doing on November 18th? It's a Saturday.
I do not. I'll look right now.
He has an abortion planned.
He's
got one scheduled. It's been it's a big
it's
moment.
Not even his kid. He's just somebody other.
He's just getting it scraped.
Gross. Nothing on the 18th.
The 18th. So just for the record, everyone listening at home, Greg Lenz is free November 18th on Saturday.
She got you.
Yeah.
Would you be my date to our new member formal dance?
Yes, I will be your date to your new member formal dance.
Oh. Kappa Sigma and AOPI meets.
That is at
Kappa
what time?
Six? Ooh.
That was me.
It'd be like a 9 o'clock thing.
Okay.
So you'd have to be in Muncie at like 6.
Okay.
So maybe 5.
Jess, I feel like I should be insulted.
You should be.
It's because he's Greek.
Nope.
Oh, because he's Greek?
Right.
Because I wasn't cool enough to have a sorority?
Who has done more? You witnessed how much I did for Kat.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, I'm inviting you to our Influential Men's Day.
Influential Men's Day?
It's our dad's day. It's dad, brother, like friend.
I just got dad, brother, and friend zoned all at the same time.
If you were in Greek life, I would bring both of you guys. Actually, but I still might see if I can bring you two.
I want to. I'll be Rachel's date.
Oh. We don't have a sister name. Anyways, so my question is.
You keep playing with that.
I know, I keep playing with the slip.
Oh!
Stop.
Stop.
Okay.
I love her. Oh, God.
So, say what you're about to say, Kat?
No.
What are you about to say?
I was going to say, I'll bring you as my date when I...
No, I don't need second hand-me-downs.
Oh, man. I really am going to see if I can get to bring two
dates. No, it's fine. I don't need a penny advice.
Why can't you bring two dates? Why can't you bring two?
Because the last girl that brought two dates...
She made a video and got kicked out of school. Oh, well. The library didn't appreciate
well,
what she did.
Pornography is different. So kidding. It's two dates, and if they're going to judge you, the society that you want to bring two people because that's what you believe in, then whatever.
I'm a thruple.
Yeah.
Thruple.
I've always wanted to be in a thruple.
Actually, that makes perfect sense because you love Mormons.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. I found the Mormon house, the off-campus Mormon house at Ball State University. I was driving it in the car with my friend past it, and I said, stop and reverse. And she, like, threw the car in reverse, and I said, oh, my God, it's the house of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Does she not get creepier every single time she's on this show, Greg?
Mormons.
I love
Mitt Romney.
Them.
Honestly.
Right? Mittens.
Great guy. I want to wear his temple garment. No, I'm kidding.
It protects you from bullets.
Yeah, it does.
And actually, it can be lit on fire, so it would have been really clutch had you had it earlier this week.
Right. Jess, you're not Mormon,
against
are you?
I'm not, caffeine. But Mormons are cool because they can drive you home after a party because they don't drink.
Right.
They're constant DD.
Milk.
Here's some milk. Here's a glass of milk.
They don't drink coffee.
No. I feel like Greg is laughing harder at every joke today than ever before.
I think he's missed you, Kat.
Aww.
Baby steps.
He didn't want you to sign the posters.
I did too. I'm the one that presented them.
Is he really not?
No. No, I'm kidding.
Give me my Tumblr app. When's that single?
What posters though?
So we have I have to be honest, I did not expect what happened this week. I've always talked for a year about how I'm going to get my stuff together, and I'm going to put together the reward system on Patreon and make sure that we set up a system where we're thanking all the people that have given to us. We had 43 people giving a month. We had a couple hundred dollars a month coming in. 103 people over the course of 2 years, and so I set what I thought were like unreal. There's furious typing going on to my left. She's furious. What's wrong?
Nothing, dear leader.
All right. And so I set these lofty goals on Patreon, and I've been looking for like a member system, and I've done a couple months of research, and I just decided, you know what? We're switching all to Patreon. It's the best system out there for people who do what we do, for us to engage with our fans and you guys to support the program so we can do more. And so I put these goals that I thought were like, there's no way we're ever going to hit these. Like, yeah, we'll get 250. And then we'll get a special bonus segment, but that'll maybe be like 3 or 4 months down the road. Well, we sit here 4 days later with a monthly revenue of $415 a month.
Wow.
Stunning.
That's amazing.
48 people donating, and we haven't even gotten to all the people who had been donating on PayPal and some of the other Patreon people. So to say we're blown away, so now we have a problem.
What is that?
We don't have any problem at all, actually. In fact, no.
Greggy.
No, you two have a lot of fun at your formal. I'm just kidding.
Don't feel bad.
So I set I said at 250 we will add a special bonus segment for our subscribers. Ticked that off in about an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Which is insane. And then at $500 I said we'd add a second episode per week. We are really close to hitting that, and that is, we weren't quite ready for that.
Which, it isn't a huge problem at all. We just are always stunned that there's that much demand for our opinions.
Right. This week, we'd really have nothing to talk about. I mean, we probably could have found something, but we really don't have much to talk about, as you will figure out. But, so I set it at 500, and I'm wondering if I should take that up to 750 to give us a little more time to prepare. The audience will meet that demand, or if we should just do what I think we should have done a year ago and add a second episode a week. What do you guys think?
You got to honor your word, right?
Second episode a week in Muncie, Indiana.
maybe.
All right. Well, this has been fun, guys. Well,
I have a feeling your roommates may not be quite as excited about that prospect.
She FaceTimed me the other day, and I said hi to a couple of the roommates, and they couldn't have been less pleased to talk to me.
So angry.
They... you know, like when you talk to women, that's the face that I got. I never get that face.
Trust me,
he's a bad special guy.
It is. I'm an acquired taste, and I know this about myself.
Yes,
but I got along well with Jackie.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. So all right, and then Chris Galt just said in the private chat that he's down to help. We've got like 20 people here in town. We could do a second episode. I put it at 750. I'm changing it back. If we hit 500, we're going to do a second episode per week. Jess is right. I'm going to honor my word.
Aww. Yeah. What are you, first a dirty politician?
Ever. Except.
Oh.
this is where it gets good.
Oh no.
At 1,000, I said we'd add a daily show.
Mm-hmm.
I am changing that to 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that's
impossible.
That is a level of work that I would need to do. I would have to do this full time to do a daily episode.
And 1,500 is not, it's just not possible.
I think 1,500 is possible. I think all these goals.
No,
are
no, I meant
possible.
To do a daily show on 1,500 a month. Is impossible.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
The economics don't work out.
But the podcasting and platform podcast, download the Chris Spangle show feed. It's going to convert to that. That I'm going to monetize as well. I'm doing some side consulting. And, you know, I make a great living at Bob and Tom. I love Bob and Tom. I have no plans to leave there anytime soon. But when, you know, eventually I will want to transition and do this full time. And I've got to have an income. If you guys want a daily show, you've got to pony up. So, do you think we should adjust that goal up from 1,500 for a daily show?
I don't think that's. Yeah, I do.
All right. Okay. All right.
Just because like that's a level of work that's just.
Honestly,
it's hard to do weekly content that's good. We could just sit and blather on and be like, you know, most podcasts that kind of putter out. But like, we do quite a bit of research on our shows, so it'd be really tough for us to do that.
Yeah.
Our notes are usually 15 pages long.
Nice.
They literally.
You wouldn't know.
That. Right.
Mm-hmm. I know.
No, it's serious. Like, if you go and look at the show notes of We Are Libertarians. So, Harry is advising me to adjust. So, we're going to adjust the daily show up. At 2,500 put, we will be able to rent and build our own studio. And I definitely want to do that at some point. Love having you guys all in my apartment every week for several hours on a Thursday night, and then if it's two nights a week, man, that just gets a studio would be great. So maybe we'll just flip flop those two, and then 5,000, we will hire our first employee to constantly feed you unique content that our audience will love. I may be that employee, but at 5,000 a month, I think it's time to start hiring some people to, you know, run the website and to help edit. Like, I can't tell you how underwater I am in terms of just the wall stuff.
The technical elements.
Trying to get all the video edited, all the podcasts edited, all the back end
guest posts up.
But I will tell you that what you guys have allowed me to do with the 400 a month that you guys have donated over the last few days, I'm able to go and hire out some people on a subcontractor basis, and that's nothing I would have ever been able to do. So some of that back end technical stuff, all the management of the website,
the tedious stuff,
the tedious stuff,
time consuming.
Yeah, I've been able to kind of hire some of that stuff out. So you guys are helping save time, which I can put more effort into content as opposed to managerial bullshit. So at 5,000, we're gonna bring on some people to really amp this up. Now, here's where it gets good.
I cannot believe you put yourself out there.
Or
like
not,
this.
Or not good. It depends.
It's good for the audience. Not for.
Why is everyone looking at me?
No, we're good. We're totally. We have no part in this.
If we hit 10,000 a month. I just got distracted by Aaron Ewert saying back end stuff is the best. Very funny, Aaron. If we hit 10,000 a month, I'm going to go full James Weeks II and strip during an episode.
No, no, no. You're doing it at the national convention.
No, no, no. I didn't say that.
I know, but I think that's what people would want.
Yeah. No, I would do it at.
Like, how naked?
He had on a thong.
Whitey tighties.
He had on a thong.
Ew.
And he did this on C-SPAN. People are shocked. Jesus. Gary Johnson didn't get 5%.
I would do it at Morty's on stage.
Please don't do it.
That's it. You'll do it at Morty's on stage. You'll come out and do, you know, something tasteful.
Yes.
With a boa, preferably.
You know, something sexy.
Nipple tassels.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Something that spins somewhere.
I think for $10,000 an episode, my dignity is a fair price.
I do too.
To be quite honest.
I do too.
So.
That is, I would love to see that.
So.
One, because people have no idea how, you know, how limber you are.
And show the folks.
No, I mean, if you watch Spangle do karaoke, he's quite the singer. And so I would think that, actually, I've seen you at Casbah on the dance floor, so I know you have wicked moves.
Graceful.
I've seen you, you know, you were scaring some of, or making some of Harry's friends insecure on the dance floor.
So good. I'm a great dancer.
The black guys were getting insecure.
For a large man, I have great hip flexibility.
It's all in the hips.
The gyrating hips.
I'm jealous.
Gyrating.
So Rick said he doesn't know if he should withdraw or triple his donation. So.
That's a question I think many people will be facing.
So these are the goals, subject to change here in the next 24 hours, but then we're going to set them. But I didn't, as usual, discuss any of this with Greg, and I'm definitely not going to discuss it with Kat.
Why not?
I'm just kidding.
Am I being phased out right now?
Yes.
It feels like I'm being phased out. I'll let you know at least six people told me that they really missed me. So.
That you did. You get way more like Kat has been a great addition male than either of I. I mean, I get like this year's been better, but like in the past it was like Greg isn't a libertarian, get him the fuck off the podcast.
Absolutely. All the time.
Yeah, like that was
the boys love me.
The women
that even
too.
Got just
the ladies. $15,000 a month. She'll strip.
Yeah. No. Oh, no. I did wear a bodysuit.
There's your dog.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. No, I did wear Friday night. I wore a bodysuit.
And a bodysuit.
Yeah, it was the most scariest thing I've ever done.
How are there no pictures of this?
Because I did not.
Wait, did you have pants over the bodysuit?
Yeah, jeans over the bodysuit.
So it's like
You like wore it out.
Yeah, I wore it out. And it was because I wasn't like I got dressed to go out and all my friends were like, you look like you're going to church. So then I was like, well, what do I wear? Like another pocket t-shirt? And then because I wear those a lot. And my one roommate said, let's put you in a bodysuit. And she put me in it. And I was like, oh, no. I could not wear it. And then I walked out.
Explain what a bodysuit is for our male.
It's like a modern corset, right?
It's more like a one-piece swimsuit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then over it, you put on jeans.
Okay.
But so it snaps where? Like, how does it? It's one piece.
Like a leotard.
But it does snap. So if you got to pee, you can just unsnap at the bottom.
Okay.
Which, sneak the bottle in, right?
That's what
she in the bodysuit, you can't even see the bottle.
But it's
you just
those,
look hung.
Right. But it's one of those things, like, basic girls wear it. Got I would you. Never wear it, and I did.
Back in my day, we wore that in kindergarten in first grade. You start the day with it snapped. By the time you go to the restroom first time,
right.
You never snap it back because your mom wasn't there to snap you.
You're like sexually exploiting yourself in first grade?
No, bodysuits because it was like a little one piece.
She was a cam girl.
And you had little frills on it, but it was it would snap at the bottom.
And then you
wear your pants, so when you wear your corduroy bibs, you got your bodysuit on.
She's saying she gave up at a very early age.
I was like, I had to snap them
back.
Were
you the Rush County Fair Queen?
I never was, but my bestie was.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah. Our class won a lot of the fair queens. Jess, we rock.
Careful with that.
2005.
Jess is you're banging and it's getting picked up.
I was trying to do it.
So Jess, you are the nerd correspondent, geek culture.
Sure.
At Bob and Tom, you wore your political shirt today, which you can see on the YouTube channel.
Close as political as I can get.
Which is
a
what?
It's the Watchmen. So I got the little comedian button. Obviously, the comedian is murdered in the Watchmen, but it says
spoiler alert.
Oh my gosh, it's been out for a while, guys. There might even be a TV show again. But it says like, who's watching the Watchmen? See how political
it is. It's very libertarian.
Who is watching the Watchmen?
It's very
how do we keep
state.
These people accountable?
Yep.
What is your favorite nerd series?
Right now is The Walking Dead, but I am obsessed with Game of Thrones too, so I can't even handle the season finale coming up on Sunday.
I saw a guy at the Stacked Pickle earlier that looked just like the Greyjoy that got his wiener cut off, and I thought, how unfortunate for this guy who looks exactly like Theon
Reek.
Greyjoy.
Reek!
Yeah, Reek.
Can I say something?
No.
Yeah.
I was on Tinder because I was on Tinder again.
That sucks.
Doesn't he look
Oh my god, it looks like him.
Like, that dude had his wiener cut off in real life.
He got bobbited.
Oh, he also pissed off Keanu Reeves and John Wick. Oh,
right.
So, who'd you meet on Tinder?
No, I went on... My Tinder, came back up because I meant...
Accidentally. In,
look at this kid. Tell me he does not look like Jimmy Fallon.
Oh my god, he looks just like...
Just like Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, he looks like a stoner version.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Wow.
I saw that. I screenshotted that right away. Shocking.
Wow. Got a text.
How's Tinder going?
Well, I'm not, actually, using it. But I just, noticed that my, app was going off. Like, we see that you're back at, Muncie, Indiana. Like,
there's a
swipe.
There's a lot of holes in this story, Greg.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, here's the picture.
Do you remember when I used to fake, all... Because you made... we played it up, you made me get on Tinder, and then, I would find the most awful, disgusting people I could find, and then be like, thanks, Spangle. Thanks a lot. And it was, all trans.
You were the one that didn't swipe. You swiped on me, and then you never called.
Oh, oh my god.
No, he would get on... He would find local Tinder people, find the most atrocious people he could, and then put them on his...
And
Facebook.
Then swipe Aww. Right and hope to spark
Those
up a conversation.
People just want love.
They did. They were very aggressive about it.
Yeah.
So I have two pictures. They're two selfies from the night of I wore the bodysuit, and I'm going to show you guys them. You can't really see anything, but I forgot the most important part of my outfit was a choker, a black choker.
This is the 90s.
I know.
What
and
year?
My roommates referred to the choker because there's a big gaping circle, metal circle in it, and mm-hmm. We either call it the I love anal choker, or we call it the choker that means I can't even.
It's black belt. It's a black belt and sucking dick. Yeah, oh, is that man. What you were gonna say?
Ta-da! Not
Kitty
something
cat.
Kat and Agnes would wear.
I've never seen you have cleavage before.
I know. I usually wear a turtleneck,
and you look so uncomfortable. I can't even stand it.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Look at you.
Let me see the other one.
You can't wear that to Sunday school.
No.
You look nice.
Thank you.
You look uncomfortable and out of character, but
thank you.
Would you wear it again?
Egg. Maybe. Well, I had to
your date for the formal. You gotta show him the pictures of your cleavage.
I was here, over here, Greggy. But yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. So much has happened, you guys.
I burned a house down. I don't do a unite.
I got a black belt and sucking dick.
Yeah.
I love anal. I think the correct terminology was the I do anal choker.
Yeah, obviously.
You knew that too.
It's the international sound for anal.
No, obviously. I just know that, you know, the choker, if a girl wears a choker, I'm going to be attracted to her. Let's put it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
If a girl wears a choker, generally, you don't know if you're going to wake up with a knife next to your throat.
And that is, your thing.
And then
you go for the low-hand types.
And then, honestly,
yeah, stepsisters too.
After seeing the cat screaming over Taylor Swift video...
Crazy. It makes sense.
You should probably wear the choker more often.
Hey, and you know who else was wearing a choker? Taylor Swift in her album cover.
How many more hours do we have?
What is it?
We're almost done.
No, I meant for the drop.
Oh, my God. It is, let's see, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11, 3 and a half. Ooh. Will I be driving home? Can I live do it? Can I live stream
sure.
it?
Sure.
Okay.
She's gonna live do it, guys. That's all I heard. Not live
the choker.
All right. So the levels. So getting back to the fundraising stuff, to the subscription service, we're changing the way that we distribute some of the content. The show's still going to be free, but there's going to be some catches to some of the stuff that we've been doing. At $1 a month, we give you a thank you on Twitter. And we're going to give you some behind-the-scenes information in an email. You know, $1 per listener out of 8,000 listeners, I don't think that that's unreasonable. That'll help us get to 10,000. You can see me naked.
You'll be clothed.
Oh, you won't see my dog.
He'll be robed.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, this isn't the James Nace showing up 5 minutes early special. This is,
right.
Know.
And then at Citizen, $5 per month, the first level is Yeoman. Okay, you're not a plebe like any of you listeners that don't donate. At $5 a month, you're a citizen, and you get everything previously, but you also get early access to the podcast, which is now going to be published on Monday morning. All right? Normally, we drop it Friday, Saturday-ish if I don't get to it, but people at the $5 per month level are now going to get the show on Friday. Everybody else is going to get it on Monday. And there's also going to be a private RSS feed that we're going to put some bonus audio in there. Like right now, you can go hear the actual audio of Joe Ruiz asking Julie Borowski how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. innocently, yet not. he got trolled by our audience. He thought it was an innocent question, but they didn't. So, and then she was like, I'm not going to answer that. So check that out. The Nobility, at $10 per month, you get access to a special Facebook group called Dear Leaders Court. And we're going to live stream the Thursday night episode to those people. So you get the show on Thursday night if you want. And then you can go back and watch the video. And then on Friday, people at the $5 level get the show. And then everybody else on Monday. At $25 a month, we're going to give you two posters. One will be autographed, and one will not be autographed. So you can hang the one that is not autographed on your wall. And the other one, I don't know what you do with it.
You just wait and see.
Just wait and see.
Just wait and see. And, you know, maybe Harry will become president of the United States.
The saucers that Kat's eyes became when you said autograph these, she's like, it's finally happened.
Finally.
She did the hair flip and like immediately sat down and got professional.
And I was like, who should I make it out to?
Why is there another signature on it?
And then at this level, we're going to give you access to a forthcoming database of memes that Greg is working on.
I've got 760-ish so far.
Oh my gosh.
If it is the most tedious, mind-numbing task of all time, but I forgot how funny some of the memes are.
Yep.
I can't believe some of the ones that I had forgotten about that are just outstanding.
So at the $25 per month level, you're going to get that. We're going to thank you on our Facebook page of 86,000 people. We're going to give you free tickets to our live shows. The next one is 9/11, and then
something big planned.
You're going
it's
to get,
be explosive.
Don't fly tomorrow, fam.
You're going to get discounts at the forthcoming store. So sign up at that level and. $10 a month and up, we're going to give you a thank you on the show. We'll do that at the end of every show. And Emperor's Circle. These are the very special people. And we have one person, Jason Doolittle, who has joined this level. So Jason Doolittle is our favorite listener. $100 per month. You get it. You get, and I need to create this. Don't let me forget to do this tomorrow, Greg.
You get eternal afterlife.
He gets full access to the group chat. We've talked about the legendary group chat.
No,
we're creating a separate.
Okay.
We're creating a separate group chat with not everybody from the Wall family because some of those people don't belong in there. It's going to be called Dear Leaders Chambers, and you get to chat with us as much as you want. And then after 2 months of donating, you get a guest spot on the show. So
boom,
that is what we are doing for the people that donate. And
pay for play, baby.
Please go sign up at Patreon. It's patreon.com/wearelibertarians. If you're hearing this after a couple days, like. Honestly, most of you, the website will be back up, but the promise of the money that we are going to get on the first of the month, I was able to upgrade us to our own server. It's optimized for WordPress hosting. It's going to make the site faster. It's going to make
the
downloads
clearer.
Faster. The memes are going to be clearer, and that's all that really matters. So
high res.
When you guys invest in us, then I put it right back into doing more stuff to get more listeners. So $200 to strip on an episode. Come on down, Rick Irvine. $200 a month, and you can strip on every episode. Okay. We're an hour and 7 minutes, and we've not talked any politics.
I'm sorry.
Kat sat in putty.
I sat in putty. So it's all over my bands.
Look at this. Get...
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's like she sat in gum.
It's coming off, though.
Oh.
Here, let me help you get it.
You literally have autism on
it's
your
like
leg.
Tack. It's like tack.
I know. It's coming off.
Ice
it's
cubes. Just like, yeah, peanut butter fine. Or something.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes.
But
right?
I accidentally consumed some.
You're done.
So, Greg, we should put some politics into this episode.
I'm so sorry.
Sure.
The podcast I'm back is a piece of crap.
Listen, there are people that are going to hate it, and that's fine. We promise that next week we will be back. We always promise to do better. Next week we will be back with in-depth analysis, but We just couldn't do it, guys. We just couldn't do it this week.
Well, I mean, do you want, like, the big thing was Spain, and like, oh God, look, ISIS did another suicide bombing. Surprise.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh gee, Trump said something racist.
Now let's be clear. Both sides
just because it's correct.
Were culpable. They're
just because it's correct, she said.
Those two aren't mutually exclusive. Although I did think it was, did you watch it? Did anybody watch Trump's rally?
No.
So Sheriff Joe very likely could be going to federal prison.
Okay.
And it's sort of expected that Trump is going to pardon him regardless. And so he sort of let the cat out of the bag that I would just say, I'm not going to break the news tonight, but you have nothing to worry about. Like, just vintage apprentice. Just, and it was so beautiful. It was him and his element. Tyler Weiss and I, or Tad Western and I, were watching it together, and it was so fun to watch because I just knew everyone was going to be so outraged and upset. It was going to be phenomenal.
Right.
You know, and that's the big news story this week. Steve Bannon being ousted. He submitted his resignation, actually, before Charlottesville. And then he thought it would have been in bad taste to compete with that news cycle, given how important you know, that ended up being and how tragic. So he ended up waiting and then submitted his resignation. And it's been sort of conflicting reports on why he ultimately decided to leave, or was he forced out? And if you believe the mainstream, you know, media like Washington Post and
fake news,
just people that consider themselves more insiders and plugged in D.C. It was that he had lost out as the leading voice on policy and opinions. And
to Kushner?
No, to McMaster. And so, like, with Afghanistan and Trump deciding to stay after wanting to leave, and really just the globalist won. I mean, to put it, I know that sounds Alex Jonesian and whatever, but like the nationalist worldview that Bannon has of leave the rest of the world alone, let's focus on ourselves, let's rebuild, and let's make America great again has been. There is no one else except for maybe Stephen Miller in the White House still preaching that.
And he
gospel.
Won't be. He won't be long.
I don't. He is that guy. God, like, I am. He writes Trump so well because it's a speechwriter,
right?
And so that's the one thing that might keep him still around is he. No one writes Trump better than Stephen Miller.
Yeah,
you know, he just understands his vernacular and his rantings and ravings and does a really good job of bringing him to like a fever pitch,
right. John Kelly seems like he's just not going to put up with a lot of nonsense, especially from this young whippersnapper.
Exactly. Exactly. Like it is a new and conventional Trump, which kind of sucks.
Right.
You know, because it's a Republican. It's a Jeb Bush. We were joking before the show. Jess loves Jeb Bush. Only person in America
Jeb,
that wants...
Jeb, exclamation point.
She wants his guac bowl, which is so racist and offensive that a white Bush would try to sell a guac bowl because he married a Colombian woman.
I think he would just had good intentions.
Oh, God. Little Jebby.
He's like Ned Flanders.
What's going on?
I just got a text message. This is Niece. I am at BSU.
Oh, God. He's going to kill me.
No, Niece is totally harmless.
Yeah.
Have you ever met James Niece?
I haven't.
You haven't lived.
He's 4chan incarnate.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Okay.
Do you know what 4chan is?
Nope.
You probably don't.
Nope.
It's a meme sewer.
It. Okay.
Yeah. Don't talk about it.
No, they're going to come for us.
It's okay, Kat.
They're going to come for us. Hey, yeah.
Oh.
Too much time on Tinder, this one.
No. You're already sticky on it in the backside of your leg.
I am, and it's not coming off.
Is it not?
Not really.
Oh, the autism sticking.
My jeans.
We'll bend you over and unstick you later.
It's weird.
For me, it's like the most depressed I've been because I absolutely love Steve Bannon. Like that was the whole reason like I got behind Trump and loved Trump because he like his personal motto. I'm reading his book right now the book about how he forged Trump into a success, and it's called Devil's Bargain. His personal motto is Honey Badger don't give a fuck.
Right.
And so he wears, like, he's an enormous slob. So he wears two polo shirts with an Oxford over it, cargo shorts, and flip flops every day. Yeah. And then if he needs to dress up, he puts on a blazer over all that. And so he's just like the ultimate I don't give a fuck. You guys are all wrong and you're stupid. And this is what we're going to do.
Right.
And he's really, he really has like a consistent worldview. It's really brilliant, actually, but it's very dark, and it's very not, you know, the status quo and what people accept. And it was, you know, I think you can get to libertarianism for the short term through nationalism for a little while by getting out of wars. You know, if we're going to spend money, we might as well fix our infrastructure because we're going to spend it.
Right.
You know, we might as well untangle ourselves from a bunch of crap. And if we're going to have free trade, we might as well focus on having a level playing field. That's the closest we're going to get.
Right.
And so I just thought there were a lot of ways to get to more libertarian policies through Steve Bannon. It just, it's soul crushing that there's this guy that had defeated all these arrogant sons of bitches in Washington, D.C. that just think they know everything and they're smarter than everybody and that, you know, no, there's not, nation states are ridiculous. We're all just going to kumbaya and hold hands. And like, you know, if you look at the reaction to Charlottesville, technically he adopted a jihad act. He drove a car into a crowd, which is what ISIS is doing in Europe. He's a white supremacist, Nazi-loving, awful individual. When ISIS does it, well, you just need to be more accepting of their culture.
Right.
They're apologists. And so he calls them out on it. And like at the end of the day, they're both terrorists. They're both waging jihad, you know.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to wage jihad, I'm doing it on Antifa. I'm just saying. But, you know, and so he has been this whole strain of like a brand new philosophy in American politics that is so exciting. And now he's gone and it's a bunch of just, it's George W. Bushites.
Right.
And Trump was supposed to represent the polar opposite of all that. So now all I get is him looking at the eclipse. You know?
Like, without glasses.
I know. Did you see that?
Hilarious.
Which every single, like, okay, here's the thing.
You were the ultimate eclipster.
I love
it. I thought it was so overrated.
It was.
How brave.
Honestly, watching the eclipse in Indiana was like having an orgasm on antidepressants. It was so much
Klonopin
fun.
Specifically?
It was Klonopin specifically. It was still an orgasm, so it's better than like not having one, but it was just like...
It was cloudy and Muncie, so I couldn't even see it.
Yeah.
Like, did you go outside and look?
Okay, first of all, went outside, and it was so dark and cloudy outside, and I was like, oh, God, and everybody was being crazy. Like, people were, like, in the streets, like, it's the eclipse, guys, like, in their cereal boxes. And I tried to look up
in
the
their
sun.
Cereal boxes?
Yeah.
They made the pinholes.
Yeah. We did that in third grade.
We did?
Yeah.
Well, my class probably didn't, because your class ruined everything for my class.
No, and I tried to look, and I, like, looked up, and my eyes, like, really hurt for the whole day. But here's the problem. It's not because I looked...
Did you really?
Yeah, it's not because I looked at the eclipse. It's because I just looked at the frickin' sun.
Right. No, it's the same. It's looking at the sun.
It's like looking at the sun. Everyone is like...
You shouldn't stare
like,
at it.
My roommates and I were like, are we going to be okay? Because people were saying, like, your phone cameras will combust under the pressure. Please leave the pictures up to... like professional photographers, take all pets inside. If you like go outside
what?
During it, no, they made it
your
sound
pets
like,
don't usually look at the sun, though.
Right?
They
made
that.
It sound like terrifying. Like,
say no, not to.
Our classes all got out early because they're like, not because you guys like want to watch the eclipse, because some of you might not, but like I just want you all to get home safely. So my roommates and I were all like, are we gonna be okay? Like,
yeah,
is this all right?
They did that. They like
swear, yeah.
Were there safe spaces for eclipse?
Yeah, and I was in there crying.
How could they do it in college? I would understand releasing you so you get to experience. It and take a gander, but like elementary school, they have to like not let them out for recess because kids at a small age will just stare at the sun like, where is it? Like we had to stay inside for recess for our eclipse in the 90s because that's what we would do, but we got to throw a welding helmet at it and it was like, okay.
I just didn't think it was, like, I see the pictures and it's like cool, but I'm like, all right, whatever.
Watching it on CBS News, all the reporters went speechless. Like my friend, you know, Michelle, she said it was life-changing. Now, Michelle has...
What?
Yeah. So when Michelle says life-changing, she means it. She's not like me where it's like, this is the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
Like, she said it was...
She found that... This is the one that Tad Western said that all of Africa was nothing but AIDS and blood diamonds.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Right.
Shockingly, it made her upset.
And then he...
Again, not wrong, just not sensitive.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But like this, for her to make that kind of declaration is alarming.
It seemed like it was... There's something primordial about it where watching... like, watching people watch it and have experience it and go silent and like get overwhelmed by it. It's like watching cavemen 10,000 years ago during a going, what's going on? You know what I mean? It was,
yeah.
But here it was just like, it got cloudy.
It got cloudy. There was still 10% showing, so it never got pitch black like it did in like Nashville, Tennessee.
And apparently, like if you had the glasses, you could see through the clouds.
You could.
So really?
Yeah.
Damn. They ran out of glasses.
You could actually see the... What it would look like, I guess.
And, like, honestly, Jess and I had to stand in the parking lot and talk to salespeople. Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, like me.
Oh, yeah, aren't you a salesperson?
Yeah, I'm the worst.
No, I don't consider her a sales weasel.
What do you consider her?
A friend.
Thanks, buddy.
A friend, a lover.
Coochie.
Jess is a coworker. She hosts. She, along with Kat, hosts the Bob and Tom Week in Review. Kat hasn't been able to make it because of school, but so you can see Jess every Friday around 4 p.m. on the Bob and Tom page. Please go like it.
Like it and share it so I don't get fired.
Yeah.
Aww.
You're not going to get fired.
Sad.
You're all I have left.
That was sad.
So Trump goes out and he does what everybody did, which was kind of get a gauge of where the sun's at and then put his glasses and looked. But a photographer gets him looking directly at the sun, and then you'd think the whole, like, this is why people don't take anti-Trump people that seriously, is because something as superfluous as that, as it's nonsense and it's an image, and then it's like, oh, look at what an idiot. It's like, just shut up.
Fry, bitch,
so
fry.
If it was Obama and Obama looked at the sun, would they be like, look at him, he's a BA.
Right,
like, he can look right at the eclipse and it doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
It sounds racist when you say it like that.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they were he was probably looking up at the clouds and the sun at Jay-Z and Beyonce or something like that. I don't know. Again, I'm nothing clever
to
say.
Did you vote for
Trump? You don't ask people that, Greggy.
Let me tell you what I did. I went to the polls completely depressed because I'm like, one, I don't want to vote for anyone because this is a terrible election. It's fair
giant
to say, right?
Douche
I was like, I don't
sandwich.
Think I. Exactly. I was like, this sucks. So in Indiana, knowing that my vote would not matter, I just threw away a vote, basically.
Who'd you vote for?
I don't know if I should say.
You should say.
You should say.
It's fine.
You vote for Bernie
Tune
Sanders?
Tune in next week.
I voted
donate
for Donate
$100
Trump.
Now. She voted for Bernie Sanders.
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
No, she voted
Donald J.
For
Trump?
Bernie Sanders.
I will not say. If you donate $100 now on their Patreon.
No,
Patreon
I feel
page,
like she voted for Marco Rubio.
I drew a picture of Garfield.
like, you're really not going to say?
Not unless there's a donation right this second.
Aww.
From your Patreon.
I
couldn't vote in the actual
that's right,
general.
That's
but
right.
I voted in the primary.
Right. Did you vote for Gary Johnson? Did you feel the Johnson?
You've got to donate now.
You're really not going to say?
No. Suspense? Is it really actually bothering you? This is awesome.
It is.
It's working. $200. You didn't submit your
Donald
payment
Trump
early enough.
Is the first candidate I've ever seen. He won the election, and people still will not admit they voted for him.
Russia won the election. I don't know. I used to wake up and watch the news every single day. Turn on. Tell me about what's going on in my community. Tell me what's going on around the world. I just got so depressed, I stopped waking up to TV. That's
so now what
it
do you
was.
Do?
I wake up in silence.
Hangs out with her wang out.
And my wang is too tired in the morning. So I don't know. I just
honestly,
wake up and I'm sad.
Not
and
mine.
Then I turn on some tunes and I dance around. And that's about my morning.
So
sing Broadway show tunes usually.
So you grew up in Rush County. So you're clearly
a
Republican.
Grew up Republican.
You had to have.
GW.
Yeah, like you're a great American. And so I would. And then you went to a Christian school. The Christian University.
A Christian University. I kind
so you
of
became
forgot
radicalized.
It was a Christian University when I went there. Went there to play softball. Also, where the people thought I was an Antheon because I played softball my entire life. And
Jess,
my entire life.
Jess said on Facebook that Kat is the first intern that she's ever been to first and second base with.
That's honk, true.
Honk. that was an illusion. It's funny.
That
we
was
didn't
a reference
kiss.
To Charlottesville, not
I kissed her,
not
I
a
kissed her on
thing.
The cheek. Oh, no.
It's obviously the universal sound you make when you honk on someone's breast, right?
Yeah.
I kissed her on the cheek, and so it wasn't on the lips, and I also honked her boob.
Frankie or Tito,
yeah.
I don't remember.
No,
yeah,
I don't
you
know.
Did.
But it was like through.
I remember all of it.
It was through three layers. I didn't actually touch the nipple.
Is that your standard? Is that that's
yeah.
What, that's
if you
sex.
Don't see it or touch it, it doesn't count.
The areola was not stimulated there.
Oh my God. You touch my nipple, we have to get married.
Not real.
Not like these college girls these days.
Oh.
Anal all day, but I'm a virgin.
Oh, gosh. Girl, please.
You can be born again.
Yeah. Anally born again.
Yeah.
I believe.
You hear that, Seth?
How did you feel about the monument?
I kind of got really just bummed out because I don't like the news and I wish everybody would get along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say that. I'm going to be ignorant, so people probably hate me. Like, you have to take a stance or you're the problem. I'm the problem then, because I'm just like, hey guys, you can fight hate with love, right? Remember?
You're one of those.
I don't know. See, I don't have an opinion.
Are you pro slavery?
I've got no opinion. No. But my favorite movie is Gone with the Wind.
So you are pro slavery.
I love the South in Georgia.
Yeah, I know.
And I hate how happy slaves are in that.
So
I'm like, that's not accurate. I wish they were all like Mammy, but they weren't.
I just love Birth of a Nation.
I love 12 Years a Slave.
Have you, not like the original one from like 1912. Have you ever seen Birth of a Nation? Racist as fuck. And like, it was disturbing when I watched it. And then you hear Woodrow Wilson showed it in the White House, and he was a real bad racist.
Ooh.
Prominent Democrat.
Yep. Resegregated the army.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Yep. Mr. Progressive Hero.
Democrats wrote Jim Crow. Democrats, you know, Abraham Lincoln.
But the party switched, okay?
No, they didn't.
Abe Lincoln was a Republican who freed the slaves.
I feel like Jess is very typical.
But the South is very Democratic.
Very typical of most Americans in that she's not really political. And the...
Do you want the wall?
Like The thing is that she's driven further away from even engaging in politics because the fringes have come out and just and drive everybody crazy. And she's definitely not with Antifa, but she's not down with the Nazis. And so she just goes, I'm not paying attention to this.
But I hear it.
But you're watching. No, you can't not watch this.
Sure
there
can.
Are people marching with swastikas in Charlottesville, Virginia.
I turned on Netflix so fast, and I was like, dear Jesus. Watch over all these
You didn't
people.
Watch that train wreck that happened.
I saw clips, and I was depressed. I'm like,
you were depressed?
This?
You couldn't like not watch it? Like,
I
could not
it.
Look away.
I probably turned on Archer on Netflix, and I was like, yeah, get him, Sterling. And again, it's pretty ignorant, and I'm not trying to say that. I don't know. Now I feel bad.
No, don't,
it's just
what,
like,
don't feel bad.
I'm glad you voted for Trump.
Did I?
Jessica.
Or didn't I?
You are allowed to have an opinion.
I know.
And your opinion is valued here, which is why you're here.
I don't like how people get so hateful because I have said, something about, okay, for example, I was talking about something Christian music. And someone in the room with me goes, ew. I was like, are you kidding me? Why? That's
right.
Our God is an awesome God.
Right? Yeah. Is that not judging me because of
the rock will move and his
songs
are strong.
Did so good.
I love that.
Is that Scott speak or
Scott Stapp?
Nice elevation. What?
If that's Christian music, never mind. But
DC Rocks.
DC Rocks? Jars of Clay. So is it DC Talk?
Or DC Talk,
Toby
sorry.
Mac
I was never one of those people.
Toby Mac's pretty good.
So, but I think she's a great example of somebody that is like in the middle and then doesn't want to get called a Nazi. She's conservative leaning, and so she just doesn't say anything. And then because she's so scared that she's going to get called a Nazi. And that's the entire point of all this exercise is silencing people like Jess who are in that silent majority.
You worked. I'm not allowed to say my opinion because it's already wrong.
Right.
And if I say anything, it's like, oh, so you're anti-abortion and you are extreme this way. And I'm like, didn't even bring that up. I was talking about taxes, but thank you.
Right.
So I just kind of like, okay, I'm going to be over here watching my Netflix.
What's the outrage been like? Your cat just bit me.
Oh, really?
That was me. Sorry.
Yes. Bad down kitty.
Meow. I would have long ass teeth.
Like, was everybody losing their mind about the Robert E. Lee thing?
Honestly, I didn't see anybody because I just changed my major, so now it's not a bunch of like hippie shitheads.
What is it now?
It's just communication studies. So it's just people who want to get the fuck out of school. Like, fast.
That just want to take buzzword quizzes and graduate?
Basically. But from what I've seen online from a lot of my peers is everybody thinks that it should be taken down.
So, again, I didn't watch Trump's speech or whatever. So this is all hearsay. I'll be the first one to act like I didn't. I'm not going to say, he did this and blah, blah, blah.
Again, notice her language. Qualifier, qualifier, qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what you're doing to me right now.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm saying that.
That's the perfect representation of what it's caused us
take
all
take your
to
tops
to
off.
I didn't watch an episode of The Daily Show and repeat it like I really did.
No, what you're saying
it,
is that before you say anything that might be construed as supportive of Trump, you have to condition it as, well, I didn't actually see it.
I did not see it. But when someone was talking about what he said, and they're like, here's what he said, because the headline was, Trump is a racist. So that person clicked on the story, and they watched it, the whole thing. And he was saying, like, I don't really understand how he was officially racist. He just kind of made a point, like, okay, Robert E. Lee, are we George Washington, like, our founding fathers, like, they all did it. And I was like, well, so my thought is like, oh, so are we going to keep going?
Well, that's the thing is now we're at the point where in Baltimore, someone took a hatchet to a Christopher Columbus statue. And so now there's discussions in New York City of removing the Christopher Columbus statue. Same with San Jose. Mm-hmm. And so they just found like a 500-year-old letter written by Columbus in San Jose, like in an ancient museum or whatever, or archives. But now they're talking about removing it. And it's so like now you're literally going to whitewash like. Granted, Leif Erikson, the Viking explorer, found North America before Christopher Columbus, sure. But he's the general one credited with it by arriving in the Bahamas.
Which is a perverted history that was written by progressives 100 years ago right. For political purposes anyway.
Right, and so like because of his treatment of the people in Hispaniola and the natives, like now you're going to even say we can't even honor the person who took the risk to come here and discover, quote-unquote, discover the New World and start, with 2,500 people, start a colony that led to the United States of America and the Pilgrims and the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria and all that good stuff. You can't even honor him. We have to take that down because that's racist.
You forgot to comma rape, comma pillaging, and stuff like right. That. That's where everyone else would
there
come
was a
in,
little
though.
Bit of little sexual rape, entrepreneurship.
Right.
A little bit of sexual entrepreneurship. But, like... Should we get rid of all that?
That's where it's like, well, let's just all get back on the boat and go back to England.
Should we tear down statues of the founding fathers?
Look, Jefferson,
ooh,
Washington, if you ever go to Mount Vernon, the entire lower 40 of his entire estate is where the slaves' quarters were, and it was one of the most productive tobacco farms in all of, you know, pre- or post-colonial America.
Right.
And so why are we holding people accountable to standards of that time? From our modern time.
Right.
Well, I think they're questioning why... So...
They're questioning whether Western civilization's rise was good.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's what's going on.
And this, so Mike did a really interesting video that I shared and that We Are Libertarians Twitter shared, and it was about why... It showed the video of one of these Robert E. Lee statues crumbling, and it hits, and it just immediately, like, crumples. And they go, well, why do you think that happened? It's because they were mass-produced. And it's true. 100 years ago, they were mass-produced. There were, you know, they talk about this one organization, the, you know, Confederate Daughters that... You're hitting the mic.
Daughters of the American Confederacy?
Yeah, and they were raised money for these statues. And it was genuinely... Those were built to tell black people 100 years ago, you are still less than. We are supreme. It is all about white supremacy. The founding fathers didn't have white supremacy as their motivation. Some certainly did, but Jefferson wrote probably the greatest document on human liberty that has ever been written. They founded a country that has led to more human freedom than any other system ever. Even if it didn't initially get founded with human freedom for...
They made an accommodation, because there right. would have been no union if you didn't accommodate slavery.
Right.
And so what these people are saying is that we would have been better off if there had not been a union, and then you don't know what happens. You either remain right. colonies, who slavery would have been... England needed textiles. Right. They needed the cotton from the American South and probably would have backed them if it would have been... Honestly, if Antietam would have gone a different way, if the Confederacy would have won Antietam, England probably formally recognizes the Confederacy as a nation.
Right.
And then they just buy up all the cotton and you have two different nations.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but I feel like these people, like from what I've seen, is that these people aren't saying, you know, they're acknowledging the fact that, yes, these things needed to happen, but we shouldn't idolize it.
So they're...
What's your response to that?
We shouldn't idolize it.
You know what I mean?
With a statue, basically.
Yeah,
like,
we shouldn't glorify the things they did. Even though those things had to happen for us to get to where we are now, we shouldn't be happy about it.
I guess that's true, because that's the right sentiment.
Right.
But at the same time, symbols are the quickest way to honor and remember something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because The other thing, we already do it in our schools, or with, like, you know, we mandate American history and those types of things. But symbolism, you can project whatever you want to on it, because you show the swastika to neo-Nazis and they see a reason for hope. You show the swastika to Jewish people and they see a reason to silence dissent. You show it to Indians and they see the windmill of friendship and tolerance. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the way it is. And so I think it's the intention, though, it is right. I just don't. Do you not build any monuments for anyone that had anything wrong with whatever they did?
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
You're duddle up, duddle up, duddle up, and over there.
Where's my golden microphone?
Yeah.
Where's my golden. Oh, I'm not.
It just picks up real hardcore, but.
Pretty great microphones.
Yeah. Honestly.
Except for when I talk into it, it's like, hey, Jess.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing great. The complexity of human beings are never allowed for in politics, because everybody's trying to score a cheap political point. And in this modern age, it's just what the worst thing that you ever did is now what defines you, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, like I saw Aubrey Huff, the baseball player, on Fox News today. Well, that dude was a terrible human being 10 years ago, but now he's kind of turned his life around. He's redeemed himself. He's trying to do right by the world. I mean, that's a complex person. Even as perfect as Dear Leader is, I've made mistakes. I'm not a perfect person, you know, but I'm not a perfect person. I am not in favor of removing revolutionary statues, but I am in favor of removing Confederate statues, because the intention of the Lincoln Memorial, for instance, by all accounts, Lincoln was a racist.
He didn't think that it would be possible for white and black America to live together. That was right. The idea of, like, Liberia and colonies. He was going to ship them back.
Right. And so, do we tear down the Lincoln Memorial, the man who freed the slaves and made, you know, Martin Luther King possible? I mean, these monuments were built for thousands of years or hundreds of years in the future for people to recognize that despite the circumstances at the time, there were a group of people who fought for the liberty that you now enjoy. And that's not what the Robert E. Lee statues are about. The Robert E. Lee statues are about honoring a man who fought to keep people enslaved. And we can all do revisionist history and talk about how, I mentioned it on the last podcast, and it's true by any measure, Robert E. Lee was less racist than Abraham Lincoln.
Very much so.
But that's not the intent of the symbols. That's not the intent of the monuments. The monuments are there to keep blacks in their place. And I don't support that, and I don't think that any libertarian should support that, and you certainly should not support your tax dollars going to systematic racism and oppression. That's not what libertarianism is about in any way, shape, or form. So I understand the complexity of the argument, but there is a difference between the two statues. Traditions change all the time. Like, you know, we talk about the Indy 500. Well, part of what made the Indy 500 special is that it's the longest running race. And so many of the traditions that we grew up with, you know, when Jess and I were kids going out to the Speedway, Greg's never been.
That's not true. I went.
Oh, did you?
Golf.
I went, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I want to tear it down, build 18 more holes, but,
right.
You know, to each their own.
Like
I can watch left turns on 465.
Traditions make it great. You look at the State of the Union. The State of the Union was a letter sent to Congress until Woodrow Wilson. And then he started speaking to Congress for propagandic purposes. And then it wasn't even called the State of the Union until 1934 or 36. So, and now it is a tradition. Traditions change based on people around that time. And we decide what traditions we want to honor and not honor. And the reality is that 100 years from now, not one of the it took me 31 years to discover that I had great great grandparents named George and Ollie Risley. They are so much more impactful in my development and my life than Woodrow Wilson or FDR. But I know their names because people have thought about let's enshrine them in culture by marketing them in a way in schools that their ideology becomes acceptable and Calvin Coolidge gets forgotten. And these are all choices that a society makes. And I think as a society we should choose not to honor Robert E. Lee. But I also think that as a society we should not tell an ESPN reporter that he can't do his job because his name is Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
He's and he's Asian.
That was obnoxious.
Asian privilege is real. Unless, there's an Asian wage gap. And we need to silence them.
Right.
And then make things equal. The Asians have been out earning the rest of America for a very long time.
So that's where I come down on it.
Go ahead, Jess.
Was it his first job? The only thing is, like, if it was Robert Lee's first job ever reporting anything in sports on ESPN, that is when it's like, okay, that's kind of, you can wait.
He's like on the Ocho. He's it's not his first job, but it's.
Please don't speak other languages.
Watch Dodgeball. It's an underdog story. You'll love it. No? Okay.
Sorry. I see that.
So he was on the Ocho.
It's not Mean Girls. She's not impressed.
I can do Mean Girls all day. Different podcast, though. So.
That's well, we tried.
Yeah, that's well, we tried, and that's not really happening anymore. That's the name. I don't know what I was talking about.
You should never have named it that. It became a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Tried. Every episode, even if we're talking to someone, they'd almost be like, "Well, we tried." I'm like, "There you go." Did you catch that?
Grace Yinger is the worst.
Grace Yinger is the worst.
She's I love
Grace Yinger.
Literally Hitler. Literally, Hitler. Oh,
she wasn't there at Charlottesville with me.
What was the collision damage? Did you get an estimate yet?
Did you total the car?
Yeah, honk honk, beeps confederately.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
No, that was great. I did have to censor you though.
You censor me like all the time.
You delete stuff all the time.
No. I'm being.
The reason this is so important to me is because basically what's happening to Robert E. Lee is what happens to me on social media. Right now, I'm currently serving a ban. I just found out on Facebook for my Tadolf Swiftler.
Okay, I warned you. No. This is like 100% honest to God serious. She has gotten like parody videos, like totally legal things deleted. The YouTuber we watch, Shane, she has gotten, like, he would make parody videos about her, and he, like, about her being a serial killer. She gets the stuff deleted.
She will end you.
I'm banned right now on Facebook.
How long are you banned for?
I don't know, but I just know that all of the sessions expired, and I can't log back in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No, but when
the Swifflers.
No, but here's the
Neo
thing.
Swifflers.
When she, like, when he would try and...
Spangle, please do not do this. You know what happened last time.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm not
Every
doing
time this happens...
Contacting the airport right now?
Or no. Oh, God.
No, but seriously, whenever... and when this guy, he got his parody taken down by her, when he kept trying to, like, ask the company over and over what was going on, they would just give him vague things. Like, oh, it didn't follow our terms of service, and then he...
A DCMA request?
Right, and then he,
That's
like...
That's what she did to me on Twitter.
No, and then he sent it to her, and then basically he got it down to, like, after 3 months of arguing with the people, he basically got to the point of, well, Taylor didn't really like it. I'm telling you, she has her hand in everything. You cannot mess with Taylor Swift.
But it was so well done. It was
tasteful. It was so funny. But I'm telling you, like, that's the one person you will get destroyed.
Well, clearly, because, like, I haven't been banned since the whole cyber terrorism thing with Brian Kill.
Right.
Like, you know.
You got banned from that?
I lost my account.
He cyberbullied a person who...
Threatened to blow up a mall.
He's going to spend 20 years in prison for
cyberbullying
a town, and he got banned.
It was bad.
Really? Wait, my question real quick is, how come that guy chose Plainfield, Indiana, when he was in California?
Random girl he was able to hack.
Yeah, right. He was able to hack it during that whole iCloud fiasco when everybody's iCloud lived. Was getting hacked.
So messed up. Anyways, so I have a real quick... She
just apologize.
What?
She did?
No, she would have. Do you remember the whole... You probably don't remember the whole context. Like, everything he did was like, if she would just apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Wow, I can't believe you got in trouble for bullying.
No, I lost my Facebook account. I died.
I feel like you're about to lose it again.
I kind of feel like it. Like,
no, she does not take
First, Brian Kill gets me, and I called him, I forget what, the man who was cucked to death.
Oh.
And then, now, all right, and I called him Jeb Bush. I said he was the Jeb Bush of cyber terrorists.
Did Jeb Bush message
each other?
Yeah.
Aww.
I tagged him in 400 photos.
Oh. You know, I hate Facebook because I don't have Facebook Messenger, but people still send me messages. I'm like, I don't even know how to check them because I don't have the app. I'm free. And I turned off my Facebook notifications, too. So then when it did come on for some reason, it'd be like, Facebook message. I'm like, you people, if you want to reach me, you can text me or write on my wall. What can't you say in front of other people?
Here's my thing, Greg.
I just don't have the app. That's why I get mad.
I, every day, am so terrified that I'm going to, like, get banned from ever going to a Taylor Swift concert because of you. So I am...
I am not bad.
I'm associated.
She will change her name.
So, Greg, I am begging you with every bone in my body, please... Please don't do anything.
You said this is why we can't have nice things. Like, you were, it was more emotion than you usually display,
Greg,
when I posted
please
that.
Please don't ruin this for me.
Hey, don't take it out on Kat. She's like, she really loves you.
No, she's like banned like fans from like meeting her before for like saying stuff
like
online.
The guy that grabbed her.
Well, that happened.
Booty.
Shout out to her for winning that trial. Love her. Love my girl. But no, Greg, if you ruin this for me, please.
I can't because I'm one. What did you post?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
I didn't do anything.
Please not my phone number.
Oh, I didn't put your phone number in.
You did that once. And then I get frisked every time I fly. And then...
I might have reported him to the TSA when he flew for terrorism.
I remember you told me about that.
And then I had
how can you do that and not get
I told my roommates that, and they laughed. And this is when I know this is when I know there might be hope for them, because they laughed so disgustedly, but they laughed at that story.
Did they? That is so wonderful. I'm so glad they did.
You're welcome. No, okay, so.
But I will not get you banned from Taylor Swift.
Please, Greg.
I promise.
I would rather go to hell than not get to
that.
Be here. No, I'm being serious.
She cried for an hour in her room over the release.
Have you seen the videos? I'll show you later.
I saw Adam Sandler in person once, and I could not move. I thought I was going to throw up with like excitement. My hands are sweaty thinking about it right now. I didn't even cry because I could not feel. I was numb.
Chloe, Adam Sandler? Chloe ugly cries.
Chloe, no, we both. I didn't want to say anything because I wanted to look cool in front of my new podcast friends, but I sobbed. She goes, this is what she does. She takes out her guitar and goes, all right, guys, it's me, Taylor. And the whole audience is like, and she's like, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out, y'all. So I wrote the song when I was 15 years old, and I haven't played it since. And then she starts playing her song 15, and it's like, when you're 15 and somebody says they love you, you're going to believe them. And me and Chloe are like, oh, my God. And there's a line in the song called, like, in your life, you'll do things greater than dating the boy on the football team. And Chloe is sobbing because she's like, I dated a guy on the football team.
Oh, my God.
Swear.
No, you added it. That's like the first time I ever interacted with you online. Is I was like, did Chloe ugly cry? And you're like, you outed your sister and just threw her right under the bus.
Well, I wanted to look cool in front of my new friends. I knew what our friendship would entail.
Are you
do I have
someone's getting purple sticky on their poster?
Do I have time to ask Greg an actual political question?
Let's save it.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Good idea.
We are going to give a bonus segment to everybody who donated $5 and up on Patreon. So you get to hear Kat's political question. What are you doing?
I was pretending to take off my shirt.
Oh. I'm taking off her clothes.
I was like,
under the cat.
I thought
a Nike sports bra.
I thought you were going to do that thing where like you grab the other thing and then you do the like where the flap your arm between and it looks all weird. So, anyways, if you
like a crazy jacket.
So every week we're going to give you a bonus segment of the show. So if you donate at patreon.com/WeAreLibertarians, then you will get to hear Kat's serious political question. But for now, we're going to start wrapping up, and then there's an RSS feed that you can put in. It's super easy. So, but for now, we're going to start wrapping up, and so we're going to go to the lovely Kat and Agnos. We're so glad to have you back.
Thank you, guys. Honestly, thank you so much for letting me come back. I missed you guys so much.
Missed you, too.
School is fun. I'm enjoying my new major, and it's great to see all my friends, but I miss the audience. I miss all of it. I miss Jess Salzman at the day job.
Aww. Whoa, so cute.
And my 21st birthday is November 2nd, so.
Hopefully she'll still come back after that, right, Greg?
She'll be. The bars in Muncie are pretty fun.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Greggy.
Yeah. There's going to be a while she's going to be gone, I'm very sure.
Yep.
Yeah, probably. But, Greg, I won't.
See, before school, that was. No way. Now it's, yeah, probably.
Yeah, because my one roommate is going out to the bars, and I cried because I was so jealous of her.
Honestly, it's, I was the youngest in my entire class, so it was like a tragic thing to watch.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. But, no, I'm excited. Next week, I will be able to come on. The week after that, I won't be able to because it's recruitment. Gotta get my babies.
And then it is live after that, right?
September 11th.
The Monday after recruitment. Yep. Super excited for that. I hope people are going to come and watch. I would love to meet some actual people, not just our friends, because they're not my friends. kidding.
I'm your friend.
No, just my friend. But like, I want to meet like listeners who aren't just our friends and my mom. But yeah, no.
Are your parents coming to the live show?
They can't. It's Monday. Work. But yeah, so thank you guys for having me on again. I missed this.
Your mom told me she was going to take work off.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she's a liar.
No, I better follow up with her.
No. Jess, closing remarks.
My name is Jess Galsman. Thank you very much, Chris Spangle.
Where can the people find you on social media?
Well, on the Twitter, it's JN Alsman.
Yep.
A-L-S-M-A-N. It's pretty fancy. First initial, middle initial, last name. And then on the Instagram, it's just Jess Galsman. And Facebook, I don't know. If you could find me, just add me. I don't know if it's an at. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's JN Alsman, though.
You have a profile picture of you at a con.
It's me and Andrew Lincoln, no big deal. We're kind of besties. Yes. It's Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. He's probably a libertarian.
Super into Walking Dead. Like, they don't.
What's Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead?
He's such a little shit.
It's just kind of the greatest TV show about zombies.
Is that Deadwood on HBO?
Greg, closing remarks.
Excuse me?
She's in mine.
She's got a party.
Yeah.
She's got a party to get to.
No, I know. It's a Thursday. Oh, well, I guess.
I left the tiki torches on. I gotta get back.
I'm sorry, my Subaru is running.
Yes.
Gotta go feed the meter.
thanks for having me on. I don't know. I like that you guys are in the middle.
Yeah.
Libertarians.
We're trying.
I like it.
We hate Jews, blacks. I'm totally kidding.
I've been misled.
I feel light.
Here's my dollar. I will leave.
Is that only one?
I only have $1 in cash. I only have plastic.
You...
Is that okay? Are you not going to accept my dollar?
No.
Because you don't know who I voted here. For
I'll
dollar?
It's, yeah.
Thank you?
Give it to Kat.
Just kidding. Thank you for coming on. It's nice. I've heard, obviously hear about you all the time, so it's nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you.
Kat, good to have you back.
Thanks, Greggy.
Enjoy your present.
Yeah, thanks.
The presents.
I'll be sending you a nasty picture.
That's disgusting.
No.
If I get stale urine.
If you see vagina.
If I get stale urine.
Not that kind of nasty pic.
If I get stale urine and those are still sealed, I'll be so mad.
And aren't you excited to go as my date?
Yes.
Once the camera turns on, he's going to be like, listen.
About that.
I got to get a haircut.
Yeah, I got to. No, I think it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Good content.
I'm going to try and get a GoPro. Tell me that.
Am I going to wage social jihad on a group of autistic pios?
Oh, God, wait. Actually, maybe I don't want. I forgot.
You'll never make the Instagram with the GoPro on.
Oh, wait. I just realized Greg is going to make it a living hell.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, you're screwed. Guess you should have chose me.
I'm sick.
Final thoughts? No. Nope. We're good. We're good.
Okay. All right, my final thought is just thank you to everybody that donated. You know, the first, it's overwhelming. I was not expecting it. And some of the rewards, give me a few days. I'm gonna follow up with everybody. But I want to thank Jason Doolittle especially for signing up at the $100 a month level. That's really awesome of you.
You are the man, Jason Doolittle.
$25 a month. Chad Weiss, Chris Nevada, Chris Breakoff. Craig DaCosta and Todd Singer, you guys are all stars, and we thank you so much for doing that. We greatly appreciate it. You hear the ladies and the fellas shuffling the posters in the background.
Sorry
that they're signing.
That.
Got another 100 just ordered, fresh off the printer. Got my tubes. And then, listen.
Me too.
The posters cost $5 to ship out. They're
incredibly nice.
They cost $1 a piece. They're high quality. They're 11 by 17. They go great with the frame that you can get at Target. We have a couple hanging on the wall. If you want to look at it, it's in the background. So yeah. And it's just a thank you. coming out of our pocket here just to say thank you for supporting us. And at the $10 and up level, Joey, and listen, again, I don't know how to pronounce names, so I'm going to mispronounce your name.
Benavides.
I apologize. Right. He was so happy you got that right, by the way. Joey Tarner, Joshua Sexton, Christopher Stone Aldridge, who pledged... Stone pledged $10.01. So
boom.
Beat that.
Price was right. Or that's the Price is Right strategy.
James Darling, Eric Neff, Adam Herndon, Nick Economopoulos, Brian K. Travis, Nick, like Kostaki Economopoulos, spelled right. Exactly the same. Yeah, the great comedian.
Another Greek.
Yeah. Chris Lane, Brian K. Travis. Chris Lane, by the way, is out of work right now. He was in a horrific accident. He is. He has like more metal in his leg than we have sitting on this table in the microphones. So we want to thank him. I mean, for a guy who is having a rough time, he didn't cancel his contribution, and I totally would have understood. Everybody else, I don't understand. But him, I totally would have understood, and he continued because he loves the show, and I can't thank him enough. Aww. Especially.
Can we send him a get well card?
Absolutely, yeah.
Chris Lane's my homeboy, the old tire hauler.
Ryan Clancy, Ken Walker, Rebecca Cash, and David Anderson, and I want to thank you so much. And that's the best part about this is that I get to meet people like Jason and Stone, and I'm thinking of a Stone story I can't tell you. Chris Lane, I get to become better friends with the people that are in our audience, and that has been the most surprising aspect of doing this. And asking people to help contribute financially is that I get to become friends with the people that donate, and you get to have a little more involvement with the show, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, and I will say I'll be on Abdul's show Saturday, WIBC.
Too late. This airs Monday for most people.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So you missed it, and don't worry. You probably already heard most of the autism anyway.
Go to indiepolitics.org, and you can hear that. So thank you to everyone who is a listener. We still love you if you listen and you don't donate. Just share it, you know. But, hey, this thing costs a decent amount of money to run, and if you enjoy it, if you would miss it if it were gone, then please donate at least $1 an episode at our Patreon, and that will go towards continuing the great program that is We Are Libertarians, the ever-evolving program of We Are Libertarians, because at the end of every show, hopefully I can stall long enough for Greg to get that perfect selfie.
It's not for me, it's for you.
I know, we promise to
do better next time.
A beep bap.
Ha ha ha.